Good afternoon. Light snow continues to fly across parts of interior New York and New England, mainly from the I-88 corridor and the Greater Capital District points south and east into central and southern New England. This is associated with a wave of low pressure which is riding along and off the eastern seaboard. It will move south of Long Island and well east and south of the Cape and the islands as we go through the afternoon and into the evening hours. Accumulations will be on the light side with little or no accumulation from I-90 and points north. However, parts of the Catskills, the mid and lower Hudson Valley across into central and southern New England could pick up as much as another inch or two before the precipitation winds down towards sunset. Temperatures today will hold in the upper 20s and lower 30s and even begin to slide as we head through the latter portion of the afternoon. And temperatures will continue to drop tonight as some of the clouds start to break up. So with a partly cloudy sky and a brief area of high pressure building in tonight, lows will be down in the teens. A northwesterly wind flow will develop behind this system tomorrow and become gusty. This will drive in moisture off of the Great Lakes and produce lake effect snow bands, some with heavy snow, across parts of the snow belt region. Other locations will see flurries and scattered snow showers blowing by from time to time with in-and-out sunshine and temperatures holding in the 20s Wednesday afternoon. The heart of the coldest air comes through on Thursday with a mix of sun and clouds. High temperatures will stay in the lower 20s. Still cold, but not as cold Friday with mostly cloudy skies back into the middle 20s. Another storm system will make its way toward us from the Tennessee Valley for the weekend. Right now, it looks like we'll start out with clouds on Saturday, and snow will develop from southwest to northeast throughout the region on Saturday afternoon. The snow will continue as a low-pressure wave rides south of Long Island, close to the coast and over New England on Saturday evening and overnight. The potential is there for a good chunk of interior New York and New England to see a significant amount of snow by the time it winds down on Sunday morning. High temperatures on Saturday will be close to 30 and staying in the lower 30s with leftover snow showers on Sunday afternoon. Back into the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds behind this storm on Monday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter weather advisories continue for parts of the Appalachians and along the mid-Atlantic coast into southern New England with little additional snowfall as this storm system moves off the eastern seaboard. Still a couple more inches possible across the higher terrain in northern Virginia and western portions of Maryland. Also, lake effect snow warnings have been issued for tonight and tomorrow downwind of Lakes Erie and Ontario as substantial snowfall will fall in this snow belt region. Winter weather advisories are out for parts of the central and western Great Lakes as well as the northern Rockies as weak disturbances may produce a couple of inches of snow in these locations. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 87 degrees at Punta Gorda, Florida, to a low of 34 below zero at West Yellowstone, Montana. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, light snow, another inch or two possible, with temperatures staying in the lower to mid-30s. An inch or two of snow in Boston this afternoon, with highs in the mid-30s. And in Buffalo, snow showers, otherwise mostly cloudy and breezy, with highs in the mid to upper 20s. Checking the climate report, the average high temperature in Albany today, 38 degrees, the average low, 23. The record high 64 set in 1966 and the record low 4 below zero in 1902. Sunrise was at 7:15 a.m. this morning, sunset this evening at 4:21 p.m., 9 hours and 6 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, cloudy and breezy with scattered snow showers and temperatures holding in the 20s. Mostly cloudy with a few more snow showers tonight and lows in the teens. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, cloudy with light snow this afternoon, up to an inch, perhaps two in some spots by the end of the day, temperatures holding in the lower to middle 30s, clearing tonight with lows in the upper teens. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with light snow showers through the day and temperatures holding in the upper 20s to around 30. Mostly cloudy and breezy with snow showers and heavier squalls downwind of Lake Ontario tonight and lows in the middle teens. for the Southern Catskills, Taconics, and Southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills. Light snow showers through the afternoon, another trace of snow up to an inch or two in some spots, with temperatures holding near 30, clearing tonight with lows in the middle teens. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy and breezy with snow showers this afternoon and temperatures holding in the upper 20s and lower 30s. Mostly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the middle teens. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, breezy, and cold with passing snow showers and heavier squalls near Lake Ontario and highs in the upper 20s. A mix of sun and clouds, lower 20s on Thursday, mostly cloudy mid-20s on Friday, a good chance of snow developing during the day on Saturday and continuing into Saturday night. Highs on Saturday near 30, leftover light snow, then snow showers on Sunday in the lower 30s, and back to the 20s with a mix of sun and clouds on Monday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.